So what exactly are the benefits of seed dispersal by animals? Let's take a look at some of them. One of the main benefits is simply to get the seeds away from the parent tree. Seeds that fall directly beneath the parent are likely to be shaded out or contract any disease that the parent carries. It has been shown that seeds dispersed some distance away from the parent have a greater likelihood of surviving. And dispersal allows plants to colonize new areas and expand their territory range. Also, since the animals that disperse the seeds are utilizing the same habitat as the parent tree, a disperser will actively deposit seeds in an environmentally suitable site that's likely to be good for germination. Contrast this to wind dispersal of seeds, for example, where seeds just blow around and are deposited with no regard to habitat condition. Since animals are often depositing seeds in their feces, this provides a germinating seed with the advantage of some early fertilizer. And lastly, many seeds require scarification for proper germination. That's the passage of the gut of the seed through the gut of an animal and is often required before the seed can germinate, further guaranteeing that sufficient time will pass for the seed to be carried away from the parent before it is deposited. Seed dispersal carries the benefit of genetically mixing a population. If dispersal did not happen, seeds in a given area would likely all be brothers and sisters to one another, posing the problem of inbreeding for the subsequent plant generation.